Hi, welcome back. Final segment of Who's Talking Tonight. Frank Maloney, quick update on the score from the Lahaina Civic Center.
Good for you. UVA leads Wichita State 13-2. How about that, Shockers?
No, that's a great start. Yesterday it was a 16-2 start. So I can tell you, I think this is a, just to go off on a basketball tangent before we give our school score predictions, I think for Virginia this year, if they were able to get to the NIT, it would be a terrific season for Coach Bennett. And I think this is one of those pivotal games. If they go to the Mallee and win two games over there and come back 4-2, now admittedly they have two very difficult games coming up at Minnesota, at Virginia Tech. But, you know, even if you assume the worst-case scenario and they're 4-4 after the first eight games, then I think they have eight games at home in December and early January and hopefully can win a bunch of those. But at any rate, great start for the Hoos, and we'll all be leaving here momentarily and listening and watching the balance of the basketball game. Speaking of basketball games, game-watching party on Monday at Broad and Glenside Fridays, TGI Fridays at Broad and Glenside. The tip-off is 7 o'clock. ACC Big Ten Challenge, Virginia versus Minnesota. So please join us at Fridays. Have a beverage, and I think Frank even has a little promotion.
And we're going to offer some appetizer platters provided by our good friends at Fridays. And Chuck Snow has been a great guy to deal with over there. He's the manager, and we're looking forward to it. Carl Stromberg is the lead manager there, but great people. And we're going to have a lot of fun watching the Cavaliers play the Golden Gophers.
And Wichita State, by the way, the Wall Street Journal a week or so ago put out a preseason prediction of the NCAA tournament next March and has Wichita State as a 9 seed projection in the NCAA tournament. So this is a good basketball team. So Virginia, it'd be a great win if they can pull it off tonight.
Scoring update, UVA leads 16-2 against Wichita State. Don't worry, the thing is DVR'd, and if Virginia wins this, I'm sure it'll be an instant classic. But big game-watching party next week at Fridays on Monday night, TGI Fridays over there at Glenside and Broad. It'll be a lot of fun. Come out. We'll have Boku appetizers. They have delicious food. And Jim and I are willing to buy your first cold, frosty beverage draft for the first 30 Cavalier fans that show up wearing Cavalier gear. That's the rule.
It'll probably be, what, an old Milwaukee or something like that?
We'll go with a
Pabst Blue Ribbon?
We'll go with a top-notch domestic.
Oh, okay. All right.
No holding back from the Who fans here. So, anyway, we've got a big show next week as well. Looking forward to having Corey Alexander on the show so we can talk about this basketball team and this amazing trip out to Maui. Also, Kevin Eds, the UVA graduate who produced Wahoo Wah, the history of UVA football, will be with us as well. And I'm working on a surprise guest. We still got 2 minutes to go before the final commercial break to end the show. But don't forget, TGI Fridays.
I would ask you who that is, but I guess it wouldn't be a surprise anymore.
No. It still hadn't been confirmed yet.
Oh.
We're working on it. We got Joe Palumbo.
On December the 8th.
December the 8th, who they retired his number some years ago. But Joe has graciously agreed to come on the show. And I know that Preston Harrison is dying to have his old buddy Joe Palumbo on the show.
And we don't have him lined up yet, but we're still hoping to get Brian Stith. We'll probably have Dan Bonner on in December. Before the basketball season's over, we'll line up Terry Holland and a few other Wahoo legends to join us on Who's Talking. But I guess we got football predictions to get to before we get out of here.
Real quick, score is still 16-10, UVA leading Wichita State.
16-10 or 16-2?
Excuse me, 16-2. And at 13 minutes have been expired.
I thought the Shockers had an eight point play there. That's
No. 16-2. Just got tongue tied, Hobo.
Oh,
quick, we got 1 minute to go. Hobo, what's your prediction on the game? And do not choose the wrong team here.
All right, I'll pass.
Hobo, don't be a chicken. Bobby, what's your pick?
UVA 42, VA Tech 40.
Very good.
I'm gonna go
Wahoos 27. Hokies 23 in a huge shocker. Come on, Bobo, make a pick.
28-17 Virginia Tech, but I think it'll be a very competitive game.
All right. Michael, who's your pick? Quick.
31-16, the Hokies.
All right, as the music winds down, we still have a few moments. Virginia is ahead 18-2 now.
I'm telling you, this would be a huge win for Coach Bennett, and I've been on that plane ride back from Maui twice. It's a long ride, but it's a lot shorter if you win.
Go Hoos. Don't forget our big game-watching party at Fridays next Monday night as the Hoos take on Minnesota.
See you then.
Thanks, guys.